Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Jewel Callender, MA graduate in history from the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, January 10, 1951, the Barbadian public was informed through an article published in the Barbados Advocate that on January 5th of that year, a man had, quote, met death by misadventure, end quote. This was the verdict handed down by a 9-member jury after a short deliberation during the coroner's inquiry held by Mr. A.J.H. Hanschel. According to the publication, testimony from St. Clair Prince revealed that on January 4th, 55-year-old Gladstone Brown of St. George had been traveling on a lorry with the license plate number G72. The lorry was reportedly also transporting several heavy bales when the accident occurred along Constance Road in St. George. The witness claimed that the lorry came to a stop beside the truck on which he had been working and tilted over into the gutter. Mr. Brown fell off the truck and into the gutter along with the four bales. Mr. Prince and others quickly went to Brown's assistance, pulling him onto the road and then quickly transporting him to the General Hospital. The newspaper further reported that testimony given by Kenneth Farley and Theophilus Howard corroborated this account and provided additional details. Farley reported that while he was traveling on another lorry, G166, about 10:40 a.m., headed to Buckley from Bridgetown, quote, he signaled to the lorry traveling behind them, G72, to slow down. After the lorry stopped, it tilted over on the right side, causing Brown to fall, end quote. Additionally, the driver of G166, Howard, stated, quote, when he got out of his truck, he only heard Brown shouting while he was in the trench, end quote. Miriam Brown, the wife of the deceased, identified the body and also gave testimony, indicating that when she went to deliver breakfast to her husband, she was informed that he had been taken to the hospital. On arrival, she spoke to her husband, who was still conscious. However, on the following day, January 5th, she was informed that he had died. The medical testimony delivered by Dr. A.S. Ashby, who performed the postmortem, disclosed that Brown had sustained a 4-inch laceration to his left arm, fractures to both pelvic bones, and acute hemorrhage in the lower bowels. Dr. Ashby opined that Brown's death was a result of shock, fractures, and injury to the lower bowels, which could have been caused by heavyweight falling on that area. Mr. Prince verified that to his knowledge, one bale could weigh approximately 600 pounds. Thus, according to an article in the Barbados Advocate on this day, January 10, 1951, after the coroner, Mr. Hanschel, reviewed the evidence and summed up the case, a jury determined that Gladstone Brown met his death due to participation in a risky activity, also known as misadventure. Today, legislation in Barbados has outlawed passengers traveling on the back of trucks, as it is still considered a risky activity that could lead to fatalities.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.